It will be good news to many who have struggled into and out of the smallish AUD theater seats to hear that the AUD board is considering a seating upgrade, but just how much to change is far from decided. The cost of replacing the seats entirely is a small fortune, so the board wants to get public feedback as they carefully consider several options. Board President Jean Anne Overend hopes the community will consider the matter and fill out a survey regarding their priorities. There are issues with these seats, original to the building of 1912. At the Christmas in the AUD Sunday concert, Overend told the audience that the board is hoping to upgrade the seats with something a little more comfortable. She explained, "These seats are 110 years old and the seats are quite small. As many of you know, many of us are quite a bit bigger than our ancestors were. We're looking into several options, one of which would be a full replacement of the seats. So, we have some sample seats out in the lobby. If you would like to try them out." And people did. Surveys were handed out at the concert and the board plans to have more surveys available at the Verdon Town office. They can be returned there as well. "We are looking for feedback from the public. This is your theater, so it's important to us that we are respecting your wishes. We do have some options that run the gamut from replacing the seats altogether. There may be an opportunity to just do some modifications to the seating that's already here. The existing seats require fixing. Cast iron seat brackets are breaking down." Overend says a company in the USA can make a mold and pour the cast iron pieces. She also said it may be possible to replace the seat but keep the original hardware to maintain that historic value while making a more comfortable seat. The historic AUD seats were redone in the 1990s. Each chair was removed. A local craftsman, Ed Spraggs, took on the job of repairing and reupholstering the chairs. Springs were re-tied as needed. The original horsehair was removed and new padding added, then new fabric. At that time, Larry Gabriel was an AUD board member. He recalls that some of the plywood platforms had to be fixed. He said with the removal and reinstallation of the seats done by volunteers, the project cost was $40,000. Within the past 35 years, the AUD board has maintained the feel of history and luxury throughout extensive renovations to the lobby, lighting and sound systems upgrades, additional seating in the balcony, new stage curtains, and improvements to the backstage area. In early 2012, the AUD underwent a major interior facelift for its centenary. Full seat replacement will mean a six-digit investment. The board wants to hear patrons and theater-goers' opinions and ideas. There's a simple survey on the AUD Theater Facebook or get a paper copy at the town office. For more information about the AUD, go to www.theverdeno.com/